Okay. Tonight's story is The Problem with Problems by Rachel Rooney and Zara Hicks. Problems are creatures. They come in all sizes, from tiny to huge, some wearing disguises. Knotty, hairy, slippery, tough, sticky like superglue, gathering stuff. Each one is different. I've met quite a few, but all of them want to make trouble for you. They like to set traps. They'll stand in your way. They'll turn the sky cloudy and paint the grass grey. You'll find them in cafes. Oh, look at this girl. She doesn't like the little monster that's on the plate. Yuck, she's saying. Playgrounds. Oh, look, this monster climbed up the slide the wrong way. Queues. In boxes of toys and odd socks and shoes. Oh, look, this shoe is saying, she used to wear us all the time. And then this shoe is saying, maybe we're too smelly. And then this sock is looking for the other sock in the pair. And he's saying, Henry, where are you? Whenever you meet one, don't worry. Relax. Take a deep breath and consider the facts. This little girl, what way is she sitting on the ground, Rory?
With her leg. She's standing.
She's got her legs crossed. And she's one eye open and she's looking at this little critter on the ground and she's thinking, spider? Have a good look at it. Call it by name. A problem is sometimes quite easy to tame. Look at it twice. Oh, now she's in a handstand and she's still looking at the spider from a new point of view. You're quite friendly, actually. Maybe it isn't a problem for you. The small ones annoy you, but often get bored. They'll wander away when they're being ignored. Look, all these small little problem creatures. And they're saying,
I give up. Let's go home.
They're ants.
Some need...
Under ants.
They look a bit like ants, yeah. Some need untangling. Some slowly fade. Crash, wham, bam, bang, boom, plink, gone. Others will wilt when they're left in the shade. Problems breed problems. Please keep them apart.
Mum, that was the picture.
On the front of the book.
Yeah.
Don't feed them. Don't pet them. Don't take them to heart. No, thank you.
It's like a double.
Yeah. If ever you spot one heading your way, try to avoid it. Don't ask it to play. Look at this problem saying to this girl,
you've got a funny nose.
And she's saying, whatever. And she's walking away from it. Some you can sleep on. They wake in the night. Oh, look at this problem creature under the bed. Then quietly tiptoe and slip from your sight.
It's maybe a fox.
Excuse me. But sometimes a problem refuses to go. And if that happens, it's handy to know. Problems, like secrets, are terribly shy. They hate to be shared, so give it a try. On a bench, on a bus, on a bed, in an ear. Oh, excuse you. You'll feel much better, and they'll disappear. Oh, so what do you think is the message of that book, Rory? I think it's, if you've got a problem, the best thing you can do is share it with somebody else. Because problems don't like to be shared. And if you do
what's
share it,
plus 100?
They will disappear.
Mom,
that's the end.
Mum, what's